This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte is expected to resign on Tuesday. He informed his cabinet of his plans on Monday, according to the Cabinet Office. Conte hopes President Sergio Mattarella will give him a mandate to form a new government with broader backing in parliament. That's according to political sources. Conte lost his absolute majority in the upper house of Italy's legislative body last week when a junior partner, the Italia Viva party, quit the ruling coalition over the government's handling of the economic recession and the coronavirus crisis. Chinese authorities said Monday that rescue workers have recovered the bodies of nine miners following a mine accident in eastern Shandong province earlier this month. The recovery comes a day after 11 men were rescued from the mine where an explosion struck on January 10th. A group of 22 miners were trapped hundreds of meters underground by the explosion. One miner remains missing. At a news briefing on Monday, the mayor of Yantai City told reporters that rescue workers discovered the nine bodies while searching the mine. Chinese authorities have detained several managers of the mine for allegedly waiting more than 24 hours to report the blast. World leaders gathered virtually on Monday for the Climate Adaption Summit. It's an online meeting hosted by the Netherlands with hopes of developing practical solutions and funding for dealing with climate change between now and 2030. The online program includes leaders from China, Germany, France, Britain, and elsewhere. Former Secretary of State John Kerry is representing the United States. He's been appointed by President Joe Biden to be the special envoy for climate issues. You can find more about that on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Foreign ministers of the European Union met in Brussels Monday to debate their response to Russia's arrest of opposition leader and Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, as well as the police crackdown on pro-Navalny demonstrators. EU leaders have called on Russia to immediately release Navalny and all pro-Navalny protesters in detention. A statement from the U.S. State Department Sunday strongly condemned the arrests and the use of harsh tactics against protesters and journalists in cities throughout Russia. It also said suppression of Russians' rights to a peaceful assembly and freedom of expression, Navalny's arrest, and the crackdown on protests are, quote, troubling indications of further restrictions on civil society and fundamental freedoms. Russia's foreign ministry issued a statement charging that the U.S. efforts to, in its words, incite radical elements on social media would have negative effects on U.S.-Russian relations. It said American diplomats in Moscow would be summoned for what it called a serious conversation on the matter. Hundreds of people remained behind bars in Russia on Sunday, a day after they were arrested for participating in nationwide street protests demanding Navalny's release. Indian and Chinese soldiers were involved in a fresh clash last week along their disputed border in the eastern Himalayas, according to the Indian Army. China has not confirmed the incident. The latest scuffle took place amid a tense 8-month-long standoff between the Indian and Chinese militaries. In a statement, the Indian Army called the incident that took place Wednesday a minor face-off and said it was, quote, resolved by local commanders as per established protocols. Media reports in India said that soldiers from both sides sustained injuries in the brawl, which took place when Indian troops blocked a Chinese patrol from intruding into Indian territory. A spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry said he had no information to offer on the incident, but he urged India to exercise restraint and take proper actions to manage their differences. U.S. pharmaceutical company Moderna said Monday its COVID-19 vaccine appears to produce virus-neutralizing antibodies against the new variants of the coronavirus found in Britain and South Africa. In a statement, the company said it conducted studies to ensure its two-dose regimen is protective against the emerging strains of the virus. That news comes a day after U.S. health officials said they are increasing efforts to track several COVID-19 variants emerging as the virus continues to spread throughout the world. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Chief Rochelle Walensky said Sunday that the CDC plans to monitor the impact of these variants. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.